It's Helping Hand. Fridays on HPR 1 station statewide and then archived on hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that supports people with disabilities or the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we have a returning guest organization, Special Olympics Hawaii. They've got an upcoming event that is the Special Olympics Hawaii Polar Plunge. Usually we have them on in the fall, and we will, to talk about the rappel. But this is an event that's coming up soon on Saturday, April 14th, Waterfront Plaza, fronting Ala Moana Boulevard. And we're going to hear all about it as we are proud to welcome back their Director of Development, Tracy Bender. Welcome back.
Aloha, Dave. I watched you the whole time you were speaking. Your audience members can't see this, but you were smiling the whole entire time.
Like I felt when I did the rappel, when you're going down 40 stories and you know who you're doing it for. Pretty much no feeling quite like that. So for people maybe who have a child with a new diagnosis or an older loved one, and they're not aware of the benefits that could come from being a part of Special Olympics Hawaii. Fill us in.
Sure. Well, Special Olympics is for children and adults with intellectual disabilities. So if you have a family member that's a young adult, even an older adult, we welcome them. Our programs are good for all ages.
It goes all the way up to a bocce player in their 80s. On
correct. Oh, Dave, you are so knowledgeable. Yes, absolutely. We provide sports training and competitions for people with intellectual disabilities. But we do exist to promote acceptance and inclusion of people with intellectual disabilities. So we have a school-based program called Unified School Champion School Program, where we encourage in the schools for administrators and teachers to give special education and general education students the chance to interact in school and on the playing field and participate in our Special Olympics Unified Sports Programs. And we also have health and wellness programs that include an opportunity for our athletes to get a medical screening. We'll also do it for free once or twice during the year. So for those of our athletes that may not be able to participate, may not be able to go to the doctor, we provide a med fest where they can come and get a medical screening for free and get that medical form completed that they need to participate. We just started our Holo Holo Club. So we have walking clubs. We have something called So Fit 5, which is a health and wellness, physical fitness type program all round up into one.
And you offer, when the young kids come in, you have a way that people can also bring in their friends or family members who do not have an intellectual disability, again, on your mission of fostering inclusion.
Yes. So you're speaking about what we call our Young Athletes Program. That's for children 2.5 to 5, and it is an inclusionary program. So it's children with and without intellectual disabilities coming together once a month and working on pre-sport skills. It's also for the parents. So going back to you, Dave, when you spoke about having a child born and not quite sure what the future holds for your child, as a parent that can be scary, we invite them to our Young Athletes Program because they will learn activities and exercises that they can do at home with their child. In between Young Athletes Program and our competition age is 8, we have a program called Future Stars for 6- and 7-year-olds. They're working on their individual skills to prepare them to be part of a team when they're 8 years old.
And as you were talking about the unified sports, there's all kinds of opportunities for adults.
Yeah, good point, Dave. If you loved playing baseball, you love playing basketball, bowling, we do have unified adult sports. Like you said, have that same opportunity to interact with our athletes with intellectual disabilities. And oftentimes, we call them our unified partners. They feel as if they've gained so much more.
Yeah, you're providing inclusion yourself. You're actually doing it.
Yes.
You know, and let's say someone has a background in sports and they maybe could be a coach or something like that too.
Absolutely, they can be a coach. Yes, all of our coaches are volunteers.
That's right. So if you have sports experience and you'd like to participate in helping people in the community to feel included and involved, people who are often marginalized for no reason other than the challenges that they face, Special Olympics offers just so many ways to give back. They also have some special events throughout the year to give back. The Polar Plunge, Saturday, April 14th, Waterfront Plaza, fronting Ala Moana Boulevard. What exactly is going to be going on at this one?
Okay, again, the smiles, Dave. So people have probably heard of polar plunges happening in the mainland. People run into ice-cold, freezing lakes or oceans.
Like in the winter, usually.
In the winter, right. So in Hawaii, obviously, we don't have that same opportunity. So we have a 95-foot long, 35-foot high inflatable water slide. And we get 11 tons of ice donated to us, and we keep that pool icy cold.
What temperature is icy cold?
At least 34 degrees, if not cooler.
And is that safe and healthy to even do?
Yes, Dave, it is. It's refreshing.
So this one is a $100 minimum donation, and you guys probably set them up with a little online portal thing so that then they can send that out to anybody they know. And
yes, you're right. Use our online fundraising portal, send out your personal fundraising link, and do the reach out to your friends, coworkers, families, anybody you know. They will feel proud to support you. It is free parking at Waterfront Plaza, so for spectators to come in to watch the plungers plunge
into 34 degree water,
right,
with ice floating in it too.
Yes, ice floating, and we keep it constantly going. Our volunteers are there. So it's a great event for adults. It's very kid friendly. So for youth, we ask any age student. So even if you're a college student, I should say.
And there's no minimum age?
There is a minimum age. Usually we say 5 or 6, but we're going to leave it up to the parent.
And there's a minimum level for student donation?
Minimum for a student between elementary to college is $50.
Ah.
We love to encourage businesses, sports teams, church groups, civics clubs.
As a team?
As a team. In addition to that, we'll have free parking, free popcorn. We do some other water activities. We'll do bocce out there. We have water balloon toss activities. We have Water Wars. Dave, have you seen Jimmy Fallon Water Wars?
I have not.
It's that card game war that you play. And then if you lose, you get a cup of water in the face. And we'll do that for 5 rounds.
And you get prizes too, though, right?
Yeah, we'll have little giveaways. We do have what we call our mahalo gifts or incentives for the amount of money you raise.
And then for people out there, and you'll correct me because I might have this wrong.
Yes.
Let's say somebody out there, they wanted to give you $1,000 right up front. And they were like, I want to give you 10 times what the minimum is.
That's awesome. We would want them to be a super plunger. So these are for the very brave. A super plunger commits to raising, or if they want to donate, $1,000. And the super plunger will start at 7 a.m. in the morning. They will plunge 12 times in a matter of 6 hours. We have an above ground pool for our super plungers. Again, filled with water and filled with ice. We do a VIP treatment. We have a tent set out for them. Breakfast, lunch, drinks, snacks, charging station because you're there for several hours. And then they get some extra special gifts as well.
The real gift, though, is just that you do it. And when you're doing something like this, it sure does feel good, I can tell you from experience.
Yes,
that was probably the greatest feeling I ever had going down the side of that giant building.
Thanks, Dave. That's really special for you to say. You were awesome. You were a great fundraiser and supporter.
I don't know if I could have the guts to do the 34-degree water, though.
Isn't that funny? Well, our fundraisers are challenging. And so as our athletes are challenged on a daily basis,
exactly,
we ask our fundraisers, will you take the challenge?
That's what you said to me.
Yes. And you said yes, Dave.
When you put it that way, when you think, do this little tiny challenge for one morning, compared to what some people are facing on a 24/7 basis, it does put it in perspective enormously.
Yes.
And then finally, it's really a testament to how many good people are in the world. They don't even need volunteers for this thing on April 14th. Why? Because they do need volunteers and people signed up in advance so that you don't even need to ask for any volunteers for this. You do have events down the road, however, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. You go to our website, sohawaii.org, and you're going to see our director of volunteers email. Get in contact with her. Send her your email address. Get on our mailing list. Our summer games that come up at the University of Hawaii, this year it's May 25th, 26th, and 27th. We have over 2,500 volunteers, and those spots fill up.
Here's how to do it. sohawaii.org, 808-695-3533. What's the email address?
For the Polar Plunge.
Events at sohawaii.org.
Correct.
And then for general information, volunteers with an S at sohawaii.org.
Yes.
Full interview, the radio feature, all the contact information, and all of our other previous Helping Hand guests archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. It's the Special Olympics Hawaii Polar Plunge coming up Saturday, April 14th, Waterfront Plaza in Honolulu. We've been hearing about it with Director of Development for Special Olympics Hawaii, Tracy Bender, who we will see in a few months when she comes back to talk about the big rappel off of the Hyatt.
Yes.
Thank you again on behalf of all those folks who you're supporting and all the people who you're inspiring by giving them the chance to give back in such a cool way that makes you feel so good when you're done doing it. Thanks for doing what you do, Tracy.
Thank you, Dave.